Quite often when we gather around this table, we reference Paul in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter. In 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, Paul has to correct the Corinthian church as to how they are partaking of the Lord's Supper. And he tells them the correct way. And in verse 25, in the middle of the example, says, "In the same way he also took the cup," Christ that is, "after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Why do we remember this on the first day of the week? Why is it such a big deal? And I think the key point is what Christ said there. It is the new covenant in Christ's blood. There was a change that was about to occur. Something new. To help illustrate that change, turn with me to Romans, the 7th chapter, starting in verse 6. Again, Paul. "But now we're released from the law, having died to that which he held us captive, so that we serve in a new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of written code. What shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died." What does that mean? It's kind of a flowery way, but what Paul is saying is sin was always there. But when the law of Moses came, it identified what sin was. And the law of Moses said, it is unlawful for you to covet. The sin of covetousness was there, but we didn't know what it was until God said, "This is wrong." It was basically the whole purpose of the Old Testament, is to show mankind what sin is and the horribleness of what sin is, the price of sin. In John, the 4th chapter, verse 23, Jesus says, "But the hour has come and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Paul said that the new way of the Spirit there in Romans 7. It's not that those in the Old Testament weren't worshiping with spirit, but their focus was solely upon the words, solely upon the mechanics of what God had laid down. It's not that those words are not important, because Jesus says we are to worship in spirit and in truth. The words, the mechanics of what God has written for us are important, but there is a spiritual aspect, an emotional aspect, something that we are to desire to do. We can't just go through mechanics of following God's word. We have to believe it. It has to be part of us, our spirit. The Hebrew writer in verse 9, or chapter 9, verse 22, shows the need for what Christ did in the changing of the law to something new and what the price was. Hebrews 9, verse 22, "Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin." The Old Testament proclaims to that, that the sacrifice of animals, of sacrifice of things, was a requirement under the old law. Looking at the temple during the Old Testament, it was a slaughterhouse. There was blood everywhere. I don't know if you've ever been to a slaughterhouse, but the smell is horrendous. It's grotesque in the extreme. That's what sin looks like. Christ shed his blood that a new covenant, a new way, could be formed. That's why we remember what Christ did. Because of what he did it once for all mankind. That's an amazing feat that only he could accomplish. That's why we remember on the first day of the week, every week, the brutal price that was paid once for all of us. Dwell on these things as we partake of these emblems.